No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the trainer.
Take me to the pilot, I'm not a stranger. Brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plain Radio toll free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Dennis. We are your crew for Just Plain Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. Broadcast number two, already losing my voice here at Sun and Fun in Lakeland, Florida, the 50-year anniversary. We're still hanging out at the Coconut Flyers because they got free beer, right, Dennis?
Yeah, that's the only reason to be here. Well, not the only reason to be here. This is a social hour, but the free beer is a nice benefit.
Right. You hear the planes in the background. It's pitch dark. It's in the evening, and I may have had one of those free beers. So I'm going to apologize in advance once again. What?
One or three.
Yeah, one, three, five. It's one of those type of things. But we have a really cool story. That happened a couple of years ago, but I was talking to one of the people that were serving the beer here. What was her name? Was it Sue?
I don't recall her name, but...
We'll find
Paige,
out here in just
Paige.
A minute. Paige, that's right. Paige was helping us out. She was helping us network with the people here at the Coconut Flyers, and she introduced me to a couple that made Sun and Fun history a couple of years ago. What's your name?
Robin Bashand.
Robin and...
Kevin.
Robin and Kevin. So 2 years ago... On this very spot here at the Coconut Flyers, just over here by the Stearman airplane, you guys got hitched.
That's correct.
And in Lights, who used to run Sun and Fun a couple of years ago, it was his last Sun and Fun. He was the priest
The officiant.
The officiant, that's right. He's a pilot, it counts, right? So he had the proper paperwork to make it happen and legal. So how did this come about exactly?
Well, 3 years ago, we were on our way here. And I had an engagement ring in the airplane.
Yeah.
And we were over Darlington, South Carolina. I asked Robin to marry me.
In the air.
In the air. So nice. She really had no choice but to say yes.
Yes.
Or it was going to be at some time.
Maybe.
But we were just happy to be engaged. We really didn't have any plans of getting married. We didn't have a date. We had no plans, nothing. It was just open-ended engagement. And we were very happy with that. But a few months later, we're at dinner. And she said, hey, I have a crazy idea. Just hear me out. I'm all ears. So what do you think if some year, one day, if we get married, we get married at Coconut Flyers? And I almost fell off the bar stool. I thought.
And now why is that? Did you guys meet at Coconut Flyers here the year before? Or how did you even know about Coconut Flyers?
Just over the years, we have come here to enjoy the libations.
Right.
Free
beer brings people together.
That's true. Or a good donation.
Yes.
Always
true.
Donate to Sun and Fun. They are a great, Coconut Flyers, they are a great cause.
Yeah.
But over margaritas, we met Paige and Tim and Lisa and John and Georgie, who pours your beers and your margaritas. Just lovely people. And it's just a vibe. We didn't want a traditional wedding.
Yeah.
We wanted something unique and individual.
Mission accomplished, I think.
Very much so.
Yeah, and because you know, Paige was telling me you guys ended up, shower buddies. I don't even know if we want to go any deeper than that. But they were hanging out here camping at Sun and Fun a few years ago. You got to become friends, and that became your kind of close-knit family here at Sun and Fun. You say, hey, let's just get hitched here on the premises two years ago. Is that what happened?
That is correct. We wrote them an email after we got engaged, because we got engaged coming to Sun and Fun.
Yeah.
We wrote them an email and said, this is what we would like to do. We just want it to be very simple. We won't take too much of your time, but would you allow us to do this?
Right. And they're like, oh, hell yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
And it had never been done that we know of, especially at Coconut Flyers. And
it's like you had your wedding at the reception. You hear what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I mean, that's kind of what this party is almost like.
All expenses paid for.
Well, then there's that too.
It was all Robin's idea, and we didn't invite a single person because you're either going to be at Sun and Fun or you're not. You're not going to come here for a wedding. We didn't want people calling us from Orlando, hey, where is this place? We didn't want people over at the terminal saying, how do we get to this place?
Yeah.
We didn't want any complications. We didn't want any stress. You're either at Sun and Fun or you're not. Great. And that's how it worked out. It was very simple. It was a lot of fun.
I love it. And you came in your wedding dress on the engine. What is that guy's name? The engine guy?
Paul.
And we took a ride in that last year. And we did a segment from the engine.
He's out of Spruce Creek, and so he comes over here every year. A lot of fun.
He turned this giant jet engine into a rolling car that he rolls around the premises here at Sunny Fun.
It's quite. It blows bubbles.
It blows bubbles,
and
among many
fire.
Other things.
And fire.
And fire, exactly. Yeah, it's quite a unique device there. And so that's what you rode in on for the wedding here at the Coconut Flyers location.
Paige and Tim were the integral part of any of the planning and any of the extras that we had, because we just wanted to be here intimate with our, you know, just our friends, our aviation friends.
Yeah.
And this is our family here, Paige and Tim, John and Lisa, Georgie.
Yeah.
And that's what we wanted.
All our pilot friends. I mean, I tell you, you know what? I wasn't at the wedding, but then now I feel like I was part of it. Because, you know, it's really cool. And you guys have been coming back here every year, just like this year. And so it's kind of like a homecoming, get together with your friends, throw
like
a party.
It's like our wedding reception every time we come back. This is just what it was like that night. So it's
and you guys fly in from Virginia, is that right?
Yes.
And what are you flying these days?
Cessna 210.
Was that the same plane you proposed in?
No, we got engaged in the TriPacer.
And it was time to upgrade.
Yeah, but we did get married with the 210.
Ah, very nice.
And Robin ended up being on the cover of the Cessna Flyers magazine that month. She was featured in her wedding dress kissing the spinner of the 210.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah,
I love
very
that.
Cool.
We stayed, obviously, for the whole Sun and Fun. And on Sunday after the wedding, we left and we flew the 210 to Key West.
Ah, that's where you spent your honeymoon. And was that a whole other party that we're not allowed to talk about, I assume, right?
We can talk about it all night.
Yeah, but we'll be kicked off the radio. So we probably shouldn't go there. But man, you guys are awesome. I love this kind of story. These are the kind of things that you get at the 50-year anniversary of Sun and Fun. You think there, Dennis?
Well, that's the whole thing. Sun and Fun isn't all about the airplanes. It's about the people. And that's what people got to remember. You got to come down here and just mingle, and you hear all these stories and realize that aviation is much bigger than we can imagine. And it's so ingrained in so many people's lives. I mean, look at these folks. They'll never forget the Cessna 210, the TriPacer that she got engaged in, Coconut Flyers here for their actual wedding.
Now, are you looking forward to, you know, like paying it forward to find some young kids and like, hey, this is what you ought to do, right? Are you already thinking along those lines or what?
Well, to pass on our legacy, is that something that you're...
Sure, paying forward, right?
Right.
Hey, this was a great idea. Worked for us. Good work for you.
I think anyone...
You find two unsuspecting victims. I mean, subjects or people, a couple that...
We'd like to pick the ones that we think that would fit into this vibe here at Coconut Flyers, and that is what you said, a family.
Yeah.
And you cannot buy that kind of relationship. It's a different, unique group of people, and I'm sure there are all kinds of groups that get together and do things like aviators, but this is a unique individual family that we wouldn't know what to do if we weren't here.
Yeah, exactly. And you're always meeting new people like Dennis and I. And we apologize in advance. So, you know, that's
accepted.
Fine. Well, thank you.
Dennis said that I just want to mention is what was really cool about what you said about this community is we have a good friend named Clemens Kulig. You might know him as Chef Pitts. He flies us a Pitts S1S.
Okay.
And he flew the day of our wedding and dedicated his air show performance to us over the loudspeaker via his air boss.
Wow.
And that was really cool because you want to talk about special when all these people and somebody announces to all these people that you're getting married at 5 o'clock at Coconut Flyers. It tends to
that's drop, kind of a big deal.
Around. Yeah, it was kind of a big deal.
Exactly.
Yeah
so not only is the
so much for that low key, very simple.
Only the bride's going to come in on a jet engine that blows, you know, smoke and fire out its buttocks. But hey, it's an amazing thing that you guys did. I love this story. It's so cool. But what about just the show itself? Are you come here like a kid in a candy store looking for the next upgrade or next airplane or
100%.
What?
We spent today down at the hangars looking at new avionics for the 210. They're all, you know, those airplanes are all at least 50 years old, so they're all flying projects.
Right.
So the next is new.
Just like a marriage.
Just like a marriage.
You know what I mean?
It's a flying project.
We got more coming up from Lakeland and Sun and Fun. 50-year anniversary next on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the aviation world? Well, look no further than Just Plane Radio. Just like you, thousands of aviation enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to justplainradio.com, send us an email, and let us get to work to make your marketing message matter.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder. Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
CEO, of all the hiring for all the new pilots that are coming up this year, all the hiring for the new pilots, the main focus is going to be diversity.
Woo!
What? Diversity? Not the best pilots you can find? I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of flying all the time with these white pilots landing safely and on time. Boring.
When people are taking a trip on a plane, they need someone there at the wheel. A pilot has the training and the skills to fly so that everyone is safe when they go up in the sky. The pilot makes sure that the plane's on its course to New York or Chicago or Spain. When your job keeps you soaring, it never gets boring. The trusty pilot flies the plane. Yes, the trusty pilot flies the plane.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Dennis. Okay, it's day two. Sun and fun. 50-year anniversary in Lakeland, Florida. We're out wandering the hangars right now. Which hangar are we in?
We are in Hangar B.
Hangar B. And we're
Lightspeed booth.
Lightspeed booth. And who do we see? Of course, Jim and Deb. Or Jim and Smokey. Right, Smokey?
That's correct.
That's right. They're famous. They're kind of a big deal. Jim Folsom, I mean, you know, we go way back. I showed him how to set up a tent years ago.
We've been friends. Yeah, that's right.
Friends ever since, right?
I wouldn't know how to do it if it weren't for you, Greg.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I try to annoy people accordingly. But Smokey has an update since the last time we spoke. Probably, it might have been Air Venture maybe? And you've been doing a lot of training in your little plane there. What are you flying right now? What are you training in?
Cherokee 140.
Yeah? And how far along are you, Smokey?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. She, you know, me and her kind of, you know, started in the, you know, back in the day, and we're enjoying the journey,
yes,
right?
Yes.
To becoming a private pilot. But you're actually making way better progress than I. However, I will say, on day one, here at Sun and Fun. I went and visited the FAA, got an update on my medical. I think we're making progress, Jim. How about that? No more excuses, right?
That's right. Well, yeah, I'm sure you'll come up.
I'll come up with some other one. I just got to change the excuse here. Hey, there's Jimmy from Jimmy's World. I see him over there, too. We may have to catch him. He's right over there. Go grab him if you can, Dennis. There you go. See, everybody's here. It's Sun and Fun, right?
This is the place to be.
Yeah. What are you guys looking at here at the show?
Oh, we're just wandering around, running into people.
Yeah, like us.
Like you.
And then I annoy you for a little bit and that kind of thing.
No complaints.
Yeah. You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. It's early. You know, he hadn't hung around us long enough yet, right, Smokey?
We did some forums too.
Yeah. What'd you learn? What'd you learn today?
About weather.
Weather?
Weather and me.
Like whether or not to talk to Greg and Dennis at Just Plain Radio or?
Something like that, yeah.
There you go. And do you know this guy? You don't know Jimmy from Jimmy's World on YouTube?
I'm Jim.
Oh, my gosh. You're the only one on the planet, Jim.
Smokey.
Pleasure, Jimmy.
Nice to meet
Good to meet you. Yeah.
Yeah, Jimmy, how you doing, buddy?
Hanging in there. I still have my voice. It's still early in the week. So.
Well, I saw you hanging over there looking at your phone. I was like, get Jimmy now before the mobs take over and we can't say hi to you. How you doing? Are you enjoying Sun and Fun 50-year anniversary or what?
That's right. 50 years, and I've been here for three of them.
Yep.
So they've just... 47 to go.
Well, hey, that's fine. That's fine. But you're sharing the love. And what are people coming up just taking pictures and asking about the Elvis jet? This guy got the Elvis Presley jet. This is the, you heard about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's turning it into like an RV or something. It'll be make its debut at AirVenture, right?
That's right. Oshkosh 2024. We'll drive in it or we'll throw it on the back of a rollback or something, but it will be there.
Love it. Love it. So people are asking you about that, and then you just bought this massive, crazy expensive airplane. What is it again?
The 421C. It's the most expensive one to buy, to operate, to fill up the gas tank. So, you know, we're moving up in the world for better or worse.
Yeah, and see, you can follow him on YouTube there, Jim, and follow this chaos that he has created in his world, in Jimmy's world. That sounds kind of neat, doesn't it?
Sure.
Yeah, of course. So, I mean, what's the mission here at Sun and Fun for you, Jimmy?
I'm mostly just excited to go on the Bahama trip. For
Oh, that's right.
That you and I have talked about it. That's a bucket list item for me, is to go to the Bahamas with a little with an airplane that I get to fly over. So
you're taking the family over in that plane if everything goes
right. I recommend
right.
it highly.
Yeah, he's done. He's
go every year.
He swam with the pigs, and then he's went to the Bahamas and actually got in the water with animals, too. Hey, I'm kidding. I'm joking halfway.
You need to ask him how many Sun and Fun he's been to.
Yeah, how many?
This is
all 50.
Well, my first one was 30 years ago this
okay,
year.
Okay, all right.
So I would have been to 31 if it were not
so
for
the first
COVID.
One you were, what, five?
94 was the first one.
You were 5 years old.
I was substantially older.
Okay, all right. Well, he's aging well.
Yeah.
He's aging well. That's fine.
He's a handsome man.
Smokey,
I'm easily the most handsome man at Sun and Fun.
Is he a handsome man, Smokey?
Absolutely.
Her vision's going, Jimmy, so that's fine.
Don't let her AME find out.
That's right. That's right. But yeah, I mean, do you have a mission here, though, at Sun and Fun? Are you just here to meet and greet all the and just hang out? Or I mean, it's like a kid in a candy store when you're a pilot, right?
So
you're
finding shopping list.
Right.
I mean, it's ADHD overload is happening right now, all the stimulus.
Do you have a specific list of stuff already for this new plane that you just got that you might be on the lookout for and that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah. You always have a plan going into it.
Yeah.
And now it's just time to meet the people that can make it happen.
Nice, nice. Well, Jimmy, it's always a pleasure, my friend. You're a rock star. We met this guy, I don't know, it's probably been about 3 years now.
3 years,
right?
Yeah. We met him the first year he was up here.
And now he's like crazy.
Of a big deal.
He's a real big deal, but he's a super nice guy.
Decisions that everybody wants to make.
Yeah, well, it's fun watching him make those mistakes.
Yeah.
It's kind of like just
like
playing radio with pictures.
Yeah.
Because
that's the best one. You can't not look away. You're like, the guy's an idiot, but I kind of want to see what's going to happen.
Here's what not to do.
Yeah.
That's kind of what we've done with my pilot training.
What could possibly go wrong?
Yes, he has his own catchphrases and everything.
There you go.
This will pay for all the bad financial choices. So at the end of the day, it kind of evens out.
Love it. Love it. All right.
Hey,
cool.
Jim, such nice a pleasure meeting you.
There you go.
Nice
see?
To meet you.
Such a pleasure.
Yeah, you know, we're doing a little meet and greet right here on
there
Just Plain Radio. That's what you do.
Absolutely.
It's always fun to see the big wigs in the aviation industry, like Smokey.
Yeah, I'm a big wig.
Yeah. How close are you to getting your private pilot, though, at this point, you figure?
I'm waiting to solo.
Waiting to solo, and waiting why?
Talking to God. I'm just not ready.
Oh, really? Okay, you just want to get a little bit more. Well, you know, Captain Dennis is a CFI, right?
I know, yeah.
You think he would be a good instructor for you?
Yeah, anybody would, right? No, not anybody.
No? What do you think, Jim? Do you think Dennis would be a good instructor for Smokey?
As long as it's not me.
As long as it's not you.
Yeah, that would be a bad choice. Never make your husband or wife your instructor, because all the things that you may say and correct them is going to be brought back to you later.
Yeah, you're picking on me. Why do you... I'm doing it. It's
a thing.
It is worth the money to have somebody else endure that.
But he's very encouraging. So when I come home and say, I don't understand that, or I did this or whatever, and that was really cool. Steep turns are really cool. Let's go with that 45-degree angle.
Yeah.
Well, okay. It's okay until we get in the actual airplane, and then
all hell breaks loose.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're gonna tape that. That would be radio gold, as we say in the biz. You know? It's a good time we're having here in Lakeland, Florida for Sun and Fun. More coming up. Stay close.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
With Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
How is it going with the plane?
We managed to help someone with it, but in so doing, the engines were damaged beyond repair.
It won't fly?
I wish I had better news, but we'll find a way to bring you home.
Well, you'll find Just Plane Radio at Sun and Fun, 50-year anniversary going on in Lakeland, Florida this week. Our expanded coverage, this is actually show two, it was actually last week. So you're hearing our coverage over a three-week span. Show number two, smack dab in the middle of it, having a good time, and planning for the future. So we actually stopped off at the spot booth, and I'm going to put these guys on the spot. What's your name?
David.
David, and?
And Gabe.
And David and Gabe, and, you know, we saw these spot units here at Sun and Fun, and these are tracker units that can track you anywhere on the world, in the world, and I'm actually going to the Galapagos next week. I said, you know what, this might be a good little test, because we're going to be out in the middle of nowhere on a dive boat 50 miles from shore, and that's where these things are really effective. Whether you're in a plane, on a boat, wherever you are on the planet, you can stay in touch, or if you have an issue, you can just use it to text, depending on the model you have, or send out an SOS message, that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a 100% satellite-based text messenger device. It sends SMS text messages to any phone and or email address around the world, maintain that line of communication and peace of mind to loved ones back home. And, of course, they are outfitted with an SOS button in case of an extreme emergency.
Right. Now, I hope I won't have to use that. However, the unit I got does have texting on it. So I plan to use it next week from the Galapagos to text my friends to say, suck it, losers. You can use it that way, too. Right, Gabe?
Absolutely, yes. And it makes it a lot more convenient to be able to use your app on your phone to be able to type in text messages and be able to have all your contacts loaded in there, making it a lot easier to communicate with your friends and family and loved ones.
I love it. You know, God knows I need all the help I can get. So we're going to cover this, you know, over the next couple weeks, the spot. And the website is what for spot?
Website is findmespot.com.
There you go. Check it out. You'll know what we're talking about. Dennis, this is good insurance for me, don't you think?
It's certainly good insurance for anybody. I mean, especially if your wife needs to track where you are.
Well, I don't know if she needs to, but she will, as we know. But I love the texting model. You know, they have a couple models that just send out the SOS stuff. But when you get the texting, you know, when we're in the Galapagos, I get to send you a text, say, suck it, loser.
Suck it, loser.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. That's what you do, right, Austin?
Of course.
Of course. That's when you use the technology to your advantage and your amusement at times. Hopefully you won't have to come into an emergency situation. But it's kind of nice to have that, especially when you're traveling that far offshore or flying your airplane. Like, what's your name?
Heidi Stepler.
Heidi, I saw her. She was ordering her spot as we were talking about activating the one that I'm taking to the Galapagos. What directed you to get in one of these units?
I like to have the opportunity to have friends track me in case they have a problem. That way they can come help me pretty quick.
There you go. Well, in case you have a problem.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yes.
If they have a problem, they're on the land, but you want them to be able to find you. Well, no, that's fine. I mean, you kind of think the way I do. Did you get the one with the messaging or no?
I did not, but
see,
that's...
See, I would text my friends back and say, hey, I'm up in my airplane. You should see the view, you should be here.
I have a reason for this, though. I have an airplane with no electric system, so no way to charge it.
What kind of plane is it?
Taylor Craft BC-12D, so okay. I have to hand prop it, which means I have no way to charge my spot.
No, wait, I don't know what kind of plane that is, Dennis. What is that?
It's a little pre-war tail dragger.
Really? So you got like one of these classic planes, and you literally have to do it by hand to start it up. So, I mean, was that by design? You like that type of aircraft, or that just what became available to you, or what?
It was what I found around the corner when I was a broke pilot trying to build time.
Yeah. Was a broke pilot? Isn't that a requirement?
Well, it's a lifetime achievement kind of thing.
But I don't have enough money to travel back and forth across the country finding my perfect airplane. It was just right there.
Right. So, did you fly it into Sun and Fun?
I did.
Really? So are you camping out under the wing and the whole thing?
I am.
Awesome. From where? Where did you fly in from?
Well, I live in South Dakota.
Wow. Okay. So you're out there. Yes. That was a bit of a trek.
Well, yeah. I was visiting friends in California,
okay.
So I did fly from that far away.
Wow, so even further to Sun and Fun. But do you do this? Is this a first-time thing? You've been doing it for years?
For a few years.
Yeah, and you like it?
It's my favorite thing to do.
Yeah, but since you're from that part of the country, you're flying out in pretty wild areas or wilderness type areas, so you thought the spot would just be good insurance for you to have in your airplane?
Yes, I did feel that, and I also like having that emergency SOS button because I'm not too sure about an ELT because I have the...
It's not as exact as these spots, is that right?
It's a backup plan, and I can have somebody currently watching me, so if something happens, they already know where I am, or at least where I was last seen, and they can help search and rescue find me.
Yeah, well, we were just talking to Jim and Smokey. They came up to us as we were talking to them. We came over to the spot booth, and Jim was saying that if you file with your flight following, is that what it was?
There's some sort of a service that you can enable with the spot where if the airplane comes to a stop on the tracking and it's not at an airport, they immediately will start making phone calls and sending out search and rescue.
Yeah, they won't wait for the 30 minutes or what do they generally do if something doesn't check in right or something like that?
You do have to make sure that your friend who's watching you texts you to ask you if something's wrong, because sometimes it loses satellite signal.
Ah, okay.
And so, it might be 10 minutes or something, and they're like, are you okay? And you can text them back, yes, I'm fine, I'm still flying. So sometimes it has a little delayed tracking.
And in a tailored craft with a headwind, you might have a ground speed of zero.
Well, yeah. What does your plane max out at? Speed-wise?
85 knots. I do have a bigger engine, but when I had 65 horsepower, I was just barely clearing mountaintops, which means it's sometimes the signal was delayed for the tracking.
Yeah, okay. Well, but you got it. You're set. And, man, you're only doing like 89, and you flew all the way from California to Florida. How many hours did that take you? Do you stop along the way quite a bit, or do you try to do real long legs, or what?
My airplane can last longer than I can.
Yeah.
So I try to stop every 2.5 hours for fuel to stretch my legs and make sure I don't snooze.
Enjoy the journey.
And I'm collecting airports in my logbook. This gives me more of them.
Yeah, and you're doing this all by yourself, or do you got a co-pilot with you, or what?
To carry camping gear, I have no room for a co-pilot.
I am right by
myself.
So you're living the life. She's living the aviation lifestyle. It sounds like it looks like it fits you good.
Yes, I love flying. And airplane camping is my favorite thing to do.
Yeah, and do you like hanging and meeting idiots like Dennis and I, that kind of thing, too? Or is that one of the downsides of coming to a thing like this?
That is why I enjoy fly-ins and big events like this. I meet so many new people and hear so many airplane stories, and I could talk about airplanes all day.
Yes, well, I love it. I feel her enthusiasm, and she's thinking
she's
correctly.
She's been flying for 14 years now, Greg.
Really?
You realize that she's been a pilot as long as you've been a student.
Right. Well, I'm enjoying the journey, kind of similar to what you're doing, you think?
Well,
you gonna buy that excuse?
Everybody has a different journey. Every
right.
single hour is
yes.
different. Every flight is completely different.
There you go. See? She
you
didn't
have a different experience. You've had different adventures, and you've seen stuff that I will never see in my life because it's your experience.
I love her attitude. She's the first pilot I've met who knows my story and busted my balls. Like
I bet she hasn't seen a 360-degree turn at 500 feet on
final. Well, there's that. Yeah, she just doesn't know us that well yet. But, hey, enjoy yourself here at the 50-year anniversary of Sun and Fun, and it's a pleasure to meet you.
It's good meeting you guys, too.
All right. We got more coming up from Lakeland, Florida, next on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
With Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You nervous?
Never flown before.
Nothing to it. Just sit back, be a bird, and drink up.
Sometimes I cry, sometimes I fly like a bird.
This is Just Plane Radio. Gregor, co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Dennis here at Sun and Fun. 50-year anniversary in Lakeland, Florida. Expanded coverage. Show number 2. And, there was a lot to cover. We got another episode of the show coming to you next week because there's so much to cover here at this event. But we're going to finish up in the innovations area. They got a tent specifically for new or relatively new products for aviation enthusiasts, right, Dennis?
That's correct. Lots of new technology, kind of startup companies trying to get some initial traction in the market and gauge, for us, new gadgets. I love it.
And so we're at the Fly Breezy booth, and we have
Steve O'Connor.
Steve, you got a pretty unique product. Definitely caught Dennis's eye. He's kind of a, engineer, techie nerd kind of guy. But basically, how do you describe your Fly Breezy product?
The Fly Breezy, or the Breezy is the name of the model. It's basically a wind-powered USB charger. So air comes in one side and electricity comes out the other.
And why do you need it? Well, because you got a GoPro and you're shooting a GoPro. It's mounted out on your wing, but you're limited by the battery power out there on the wing of the GoPro, which might, may give you an hour or so depending on what you're shooting. But this thing, you hook it up to your GoPro out on the wing and it'll power forever. Is that the deal?
Yes, sir. So as soon as you hook up your GoPro to it, and as long as you're flying more than 65 miles an hour airspeed, the Breezy can provide full output. It can charge up to 2 GoPros.
I love this. So was it just one of these ideas that kind of came to you out in California where you guys are based? And you're like, hey, my GoPro keeps failing. I could fix this. I could create a product to solve this problem. And that's how it came to be?
Yes, there's one very specific day and chain of events that made me very frustrated, and I ended up thinking of the Breezy. I was flying over Owens Lake in Owens Valley, California. And the lake had this beautiful crystal formation in the water with these cool hexagon shapes. And the first thing I wanted to do is get it on video.
Of course. Like,
this is super cool. Why not? So I was flying over. I was probably 20 feet over the water. And as soon as I turned on my GoPro, it lasted for about 2 seconds before it died.
Right. Beep, beep, beep. And then it goes blank. And yep. You're like, son of a... Yeah. And then you're just like, hey, I can solve this problem. And right. That's how it came to be. How many years ago was that?
That was about 2 years ago.
Okay.
And ever since then, I kind of worked towards building Breezies. We have several prototypes. This past year, we started putting them in production, and we got 50 of them over here in Sun and Fun.
So you're literally making your debut here at Sun and Fun with the Breezy.
That's correct. Yesterday was our first debut.
Nice. And, you know, they're about $150. You can go to the website. What is it? Flybreezy.com? What is it?
That's correct. Flybreezy.com. They're $150 on the website. If you come to the show, it's $120, and we also give you a free shirt.
Well, there you go. Well, that was last weekend, so you're going to have to wait till the next air show. So go to the website. Check out the Fly Breezy. Great idea. You're going to get one of these, aren't you?
Yeah, I think I will. And it's, you know, not just for GoPros. I think there's some other use cases. Like the young lady we talked to with the Taylor craft that has no electrical system. She could put one of these out in her wing strut and charge her cell phone while she's flying.
Or wing walking.
Or wing walking, I guess. Yeah. You know, but there's definitely other use cases. I like it.
And if you're a Luscombe pilot like me who owns a Model 8A, just like your Taylor crafts or your Anka Champs, basically any plane that has a Continental AC 65 in it, you're probably in the same boat as me. You don't have an onboard electrical system. So we're working on a 12-volt model, too. It's actually easier to make than the USB model. It's more simple. And this can top off your onboard battery, and it can power your handheld radio or whichever radio you have installed in your panel.
Well, there you go. You're recapturing some of that wind speed of your aircraft. It's a great idea, for sure. And it's very compact, light, and he's really thought this thing through. So check it out, flybreezy.com. We got to check out some of the other innovation products. Let's give that a go. What do we got over here, Dennis? What is this?
Well, let's go talk for the Alexa for pilots, the Fly Goose or Help Me Goose.
Ask Goose. You can ask Goose with this app that they have. What's your name?
Mirko.
Mirko. So, these guys came all the way from Germany, and then they have some offices. Where's the other place that you guys connect with?
So, we have an office in Pittsburgh, and the headquarters in New York.
There you go. Obviously, he's from Pittsburgh. You can tell from his accent. But, they got an app for Google or your, you know, Apple device, and it's an app that you can use to have a digital co-pilot. Is that right? Describe this thing.
Well, you just described
I did it? Yeah, I nailed it? First time ever. How about that?
Perfect. So it's Goose. It's your digital co-pilot. Like you said, an Alexa for the cockpit. And as a pilot, you can literally just talk to Goose. So you can...
And that's what you do. Instead of, hey, Siri or Alexa, you say, hey, Goose. That pulls up the app, or if you have the app open. And then you use this... use this voice prompt how exactly?
So you would connect the phone or the iPad or whatever you have just to your headset via Bluetooth or whatever, and then you say, hey Goose, start final checklist, and Goose will run you through the checklist, and it's going to be a back and forth dialogue. Goose will be like, landing light, and you'll be like, oh yeah, right, I have it on. And then flaps 2, so you set the flaps on 2. It's your gear down and locked, so you check into, and then you can read back and say, yes, it's down in green. And Goose will understand that. Goose keeps a log file of all your communications. So if you want to or have to at a later stage, you can always kind of rebrief your flight. You can go through all the communications you did. Goose has a log file of that as well.
Yeah.
And that really evolved from the checklist idea of having an opportunity to concentrate on flying and not having to look down on the checklist. And then we had so many features that just... made Goose to an actual digital co-pilot. You can ask for airport information like the tower frequency or the ATIS. You can ask for field elevation. You can ask how many runways they have, which directions they have, which surface they have. You can get navigation briefings on a long leg.
And all you got to do is say, hey, Goose, it's your digital co-pilot. I mean, you know, we did a little demo of it yesterday when we were wandering around the innovations tent here. And it was pretty impressive. It recognized your voice very easily. And we worked down a checklist, like you're doing your pre-flight checklist or something like that. And it just says, you know, like flaps. And then you say goose check or something to that effect, and it checks it off, and you see it, and it's all good. So it's kind of like a little reminder, having someone to back you up digitally, right?
Correct. Yes, that is absolutely correct. And so you can even set actual reminders that are recurring. For example, every 25 minutes or every 35 minutes and 24 seconds. So whatever you want to have, you can do it with Goose. If you have created a four-flight flight plan, for example, or in any EFB for that matter, and you import that to Goose, Goose will then kind of create like a tunnel around your path. And once you deviate from that tunnel, either vertically or horizontally, it will give you a reminder and a call out, be like, hey, you're too low, you're too high. And or if you deviate horizontally, it'll give you a direct heading to the next waypoint. So it really is your digital co-pilot, and it really does everything you would want to have from a human co-pilot.
Now, the voice prompts that you use, we had a female voice prompt. Those are changeable too, I guess. Is that right?
That is absolutely correct, yes. You can. Yeah.
So we could actually have Tom Cruise as our co-pilot if you have that voice guy in your computer or what?
Yeah, so, I mean, if you would have that on your device, then you could obviously use it, yes.
Yes, well, that would be entertaining. Or Goose.
I would want Goose. Anthony Edwards' voice, you know,
well,
so
I was gonna
truly
say,
have Goose.
Yeah, or you have some sexy co-pilot, like, hey, Goose, I'm feeling a little lonely. Will you sing me a song? Will it do that?
Well, no kidding. So that's a little anecdote from the past. When we were starting with it, we were experimenting with different voices.
Yeah.
And we had this British girl that was just too good to have it in the cockpit when we want to. I mean, we don't want the pilot to be distracted. That is why we came up with Goose in the first place. So
right.
We moved away from the very, very good voice.
Okay, but you can get as creative as you want to be on your own personal level. Like if you deviated from your flight path that you told your digital co-pilot to do, maybe you have Arnold Schwarzenegger's voice. Come on. You're too low. You're too low. Can you do that?
Well, yeah, you can. And we're currently... So currently we are just using the default voices that are on your device or on your iPad. You can modify and customize them to get close to Arnold.
Yeah, you can have fun and you learn stuff and be extra safe. That's what it's all about. AeroSys is the name. So what's the website?
It's aerosys.io. Be a maverick and fly with Goose.
Good stuff here at Sun and Fun. We got more for you next week from Lakeland, Florida. Make sure you join us. Till then, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plane Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlaneRadio.com.